game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Tom Newton.
Wow, thank you very much, everybody. Good to see you. Thanks, Gary Kroger, and hello to you. Welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes. And right now, here they come, today's player.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm from L.A. I'm a poet, and although poetry is great, I got rent.
Hi, I'm Melissa from Hopeville, California. My mom went on the show 16 years ago, and I want to see who's better, pressing their luck.
Hi, I'm Ramin from Detroit to Motor City. I need big bucks so I can get a new car.
Players, I must ask the three of you, are you ready to press your luck?
Yes! Oh,
yeah. All right, let's do this. We're going to get things going by giving you each $1,000 to start with. You can add to that by taking a chance on our big board that you see behind me here. It is loaded down with hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including this gym car. Now, you will need to land on the gym space in round one, the car space in round three. Then you will need to win the game. Then you will be able to drive that baby on out of here. Now, each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains either a cash value or a prize. I'll show you how that works now. Ready, stop! There you go, a virtual headset TV. That would be worth $699 to you. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy. You land on that whammy, he's going to come out here, take all your cash, take all your prizes, and knock you right out of the rest of the round. Now, the strategy here in the first round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're either afraid of the whammy or maybe you think you've already earned enough to win the round. Remember, the player that's in the lead at the end of this round has a big advantage in our final round. And the player in the lead at the end of the game is the only one who gets to keep all their cash and all their prizes. All right. That being said, we did a drawing backstage to determine which one of you fine folks would go first. Here, Jason, that's you. $1,000 to start. Let's put the big board in motion.
All right. Big bucks.
$470,
all right.
Melissa, down to you. $1,000 to start. Here comes your first spin.
Let's go. Come on. Lots of money. No whammies. Stop.
And wireless speakers worth $250. Romine, $1,000 to begin with. Here comes your first spin.
No whammies. Stop.
And a food processor that is valued at $140. Jason, Melissa, Romine, here's how it works around here. Once we make it down the line, we need to add more whammies to the big board here. There they are. Jason, we come back to you. You are in first place with $1,470. What would you like to do, freeze or press your luck?
I am going to press my luck.
All right.
No whammies. Big bucks. Stop
and go back two spaces to a diving watch. Woo! Worth $380. Brings you to $1,850 now. Melissa, a second-generation pressure lucker. Here you
go,
$1,250.
Come on, lots of money.
Stop, and a river rafting trip worth $500. Romine, down to you in third place with $1,140. What you going to do, freeze or press your luck?
Press my luck. No whammy, big butt.
Stop, and hello, Haiti, that's a gift certificate for you worth $300. Romine, $1,440. And now more whammies making themselves present up there. Here they come. Oh, yes. Always a crowd pleaser. Jason, back to you. First place, $1,850. Six spins into the game. No whammies yet. The gym card's still up there. What you want to do? Freeze or press your luck?
Oh, the decisions. Press my luck. All right, big bucks.
Gym card or spin again?
I'm going to take the gem.
You've got the gem card. There you go. You land on the car space in the third round and win the game, and that baby is all yours. All right. Melissa, down to you, $1,750. She's pointing to the board.
She wants more.
Let's go.
Come on. Lots of money. Stop.
And a bread maker worth $149. Melissa, that's enough to put you in first place now with $1,899. Romine, down to you in third place with $1,440. What would you like to do?
Press my luck!
CD cabinet worth $216. Brings you up to $1,656. Jason, you're up next, but we're going to add some more whammies up on the board before you tell me if you're going to freeze or if you're going to press your luck.
I am going to freeze.
All right. Don't want to lose your chance at winning that gem. You are frozen with $1,850. May not be enough to give you the advantage in the final round, but we shall see. But nonetheless, you'll take it with you. Melissa, first place, $1,899. What would you like to do? Still no whammies in the game. She wants to go.
Oh my God.
Knocked you right down to zero,
okay,
took you out
care.
Of this first round. The game is not over for you just yet. Romain, it's only you now, $1,656. Currently in second place. Do you want to freeze there, or do you want to press your luck and try to get the first place position?
Todd, I got to press my luck. Come on, baby, no whammies. Come on, Big Buck, stop.
Stop. Oh, a whammy. Took you right out of the round, knocked you down to zero. Jason, hold up that gym card. Show everybody how proud you are.
Oh,
there
yes,
it is.
Baby.
At the end of round one, Melissa and Romain each with zero. But Jason, with $1,850 and the gym card and the question round just moments away, we'll jump right into it right after these words. Welcome back to Whammy, the all-new pressure. I'm going to take just a couple moments to get to know our players here before we start our question round. And Jason, we're going to start with you. We don't have too many poets coming our way here. Do you have any of your works that you can give us here?
Absolutely. I'd be honored, in honor of the Whammy. Money is good. Whammy is bad. Give me money so I am not sad.
Oh,
thank you! Thank you!
I'm about that close to tears. Jason, well, so far you're doing all right. You've got the gym card. You're about halfway to driving out of here.
Excellent.
With that. All right, good luck to you. Now, Melissa.
Yeah.
Your mother was on the original Pressure Luck.
Yes.
Back in the 80s. And I hear she did all right.
Yeah, she won $10,000 in cash and a boat and trip and macaroni.
So we're going to see if it's genetic here, if it runs in the family.
Her.
All right, let's see what we can do. Good to have you here.
Second generation.
That's very
Thank
nice.
Thank you very much.
Now, Romain, it just doesn't seem right for a man from Detroit City to not have a vehicle.
Well, I do have a car, but it's not much of a car, so I need to get another one.
So we need to jazz it up a little bit, is what you're saying.
We have to get some money here today.
What's your dream car?
Cadillac.
Okay, all right. Great to have the three of you here. You're a fun group. And now we're going to give you a chance to earn some spins to take into the final round. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance you have on winning the game. This is how the question round works. I'm going to ask you a question. The first player to buzz in will answer that question. Their answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? All right, Jason, Melissa, Romain, here comes your first question. Good luck. Now, when the movie Castaway became such a big hit, what volleyball manufacturer began selling replicas of the ball Tom Hanks befriended? Romain.
Wilson.
Was it Wilson, Spalding, or Moulton? Jason?
Wilson.
Melissa?
Wilson.
Sure, it was Wilson, yeah. It was amazing how we all befriended our volleyballs, wasn't it? Jason, a spin for you, you've got one. Melissa, a spin for you as well, you're at one. Romain, for buzzing in there, you get three. Covering nearly 30% of the land area on Earth, which is the world's largest continent? Melissa.
Africa.
Is it Africa, Asia, or North America? Jason?
Asia.
Romain?
Asia.
It is indeed Asia. Yes, Asia. Nearly 30%. Jason, you've got a spin there. You go to two. Melissa stays at one. Romain, you get another spin, puts you up to four. In music, what's the name for the male vocal range that falls between bass and tenor? Romain.
Baritone.
Baritone. Alto or soprano? Jason, what do you think?
Baritone.
Melissa?
Baritone.
It is baritone, yes. Jason, you pick up a spin, you go to three. Melissa, you pick up a spin and you go to two. Romain, you pick up three. You are now at seven.
Players, tell me what holiday, also called Decoration Day, is officially observed on the last Monday in May? Melissa.
Memorial Day.
Is it Memorial Day, Veterans Day, or Flag Day? Jason.
Memorial Day.
Romain.
Flag Day.
It is Memorial Day.
Yeah!
Yes, Memorial Day. And you're not ever supposed to wear white after...
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Okay,
Day
good.
Labor Day, you can't wear white.
Those fashion things always get me. Jason, you pick up a spin there. You go to four. Three spins for you, Melissa, put you at five. And Romain stays right there at seven. Here's your final question, players. Listen carefully. Prior to winning an Oscar in 2002, Halle Berry won an Emmy for her TV movie portrayal of...
Dorothy Dandridge.
Of what pioneering African-American actress? Was it Dorothy Dandridge, Lena Horne, or Diane Carroll? Jason.
I'm going to have to go with Dorothy Dandridge.
Melissa?
Dorothy Dandridge.
Of course, it was Dorothy Dandridge. Yes, indeed. All right, at the end of the question round, Jason, you pick up another spin. You end up with five. Another spin for you, Melissa. You end up with six. And Romain, three more for you, gives you 10 spins. And when we come back from this short break, we will take those spins to the big board. Hopefully turn them into big bucks. Don't go away.
Runners up will receive the Argus Internet Ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back. Here it is, the final round of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And players, look at that. Over $100,000 in cash and prizes up there on the big board. And like always, a few whammies. Be careful now. If you hit a whammy, they're going to grab all your cash and leave you flat broke. If you hit four of them, you will be eliminated from the game. Melissa, Romain, you each have one, so be careful. Now, as if those whammies weren't enough, the big board now features some double whammies. The double whammies not only clean you out, but they come out here and mess with you a little bit. Now, in this final round, there's more strategy because here you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead in hopes that they hit a whammy, and the leader must take the spins that have been passed to him. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes. Yeah. Now, Jason, since you have your gem token there, you're halfway to winning yourself the gem car. What you need to do is land on the car in this round. Then you need to win the game, and you'll be driving out of here in style, okay? Woo! So good luck to you. You, Jason, will be going last in this round because you're in the lead with $1,850. Romain and Melissa each tied with $0. But, Melissa, you have fewer spins with six. That means you'll be going first here. So, $0, one whammy, six spins. Are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go. Second place, five spins to go, Melissa.
Go.
All right.
Oh, no, let me stop.
Stop at luggage worth $660. Still second place, four spins. Are you ready?
Yeah,
here she goes.
Stop
at $600. $2,060, Melissa. That puts you in first place now. You still have three spins. What would you like to do? She wants to go. Stop at $3,000 and a spin. Now, Melissa. I can't help but notice here the quick hit there. Was that a strategy that your mom passed down to you?
I don't know.
She's just going. All right, $5,060, first place, three spins. You want to go again?
Pass.
You want to pass?
Pass.
All right, the spins come to you, Jason. Three spins, courtesy of Melissa. You'll have to take those in just a few moments. But right now we come down to Romain. $0, 10 spins to work with here. Would you like to press your luck and get started? Let's go. Stop. Stop. Ooh. There's your second whammy of the game, Romain. You still have nine spins here to get you back into the mix. What would you like to do? Pass those or press your luck?
Let's go.
Let's go. Stop. Stop at $500. Third place, eight spins to go.
Let's go.
Stop. Stop at a whammy.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You're out of range.
Romain, that's your third whammy. One more, you'll be out of the game here. You have no money. You have seven spins. Would you like to take one and see what happens?
Yes.
All right.
No whammy, no whammy. Stop.
Stop at $3,000 on a spin, Romain. You gotta love that. Jumping right into second place. You still have seven spins. What would you like to do?
Let's go with it.
Stop. Stop at binoculars worth $633. Second place, six spins to go. Still three whammies. One more, the game is over for you. You want to press your luck or do you want to pass?
We're press my luck.
Stop it, big bucks. $3,000 and a spin, Romine. $6,633, Romine. You are now in first place. You still have six spins. If you pass them, they will go to Melissa. Do you want to pass or press your luck?
Press.
All right, Melissa, those spins come to you. Currently in second place with $5,060. These are six spins you have to take. Are you ready for your first one?
I am ready.
Let's go.
Stop.
Stop at $1,000 or spin again. You want the money. All right, $6,060. Five more spins to go. Here comes the next one.
Bungie, bungie, bungie. Bungie, bungie, bungie. Bungie,
Melissa, Melissa. Knocked you down, but I tell you what, those spins in your pass column now go up to the earn column. Take a couple moments to decide what you want to do with those. When we come back, we'll find out if she's going to pass them back to Romine or if she'll press her luck. Stay right there. Melissa, let's see what you can do here. $0, four spins to go. What do you want to do with them?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on, big bucks, no way to stop.
Stop at recliners.
Oh, so
a matching set worth $568. Third place, three spins.
Let's go. Big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, stop.
Stop at a motor scooter worth $600. Brings you up to $1,168. Still third place,
that's
Melissa.
Okay.
Two spins. You ready? Here we go.
Big bucks! No, no, no! Whammy, stop!
Stop! Oh, whammy!
This is one of my favorite dishes, and it doesn't cost any money. It's a good thing.
Melissa, back down to zero. Your third whammy. You have one spin left. Now, there are squares up there that can get you right back into this. What do you want to do?
I'm going.
Let's go. All right. Stop at Move One Space 2, $800, or a portable DVD player. What would you like?
$800.
You got it. $800, Melissa. It's yours. Put you in third place. And now we hear from Jason, who has $1,850, currently in second place. Three spins you have to take. Here comes the first one.
All right, car. Let's go, car. Come on.
Stop at $2,000 or lose a whammy. You have no whammy, so I'm guessing you probably want the money, huh, Jason?
Yes, I'll take the money.
All right, $3,850, two more spins. Let's go.
All right, come on, car. Come on, car.
Stop at $1,400. New total of $5,250. Last pass spin. Here it comes.
Come on, car.
Cleaned you out, cooled you off, and unfortunately took away your gym card there. Knocked you right back down to zero. Good news here, you still have five spins. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass those to Romine?
I got to press my luck.
All right.
All right, big money, big money, big money. No whammies. And stop.
Stop, an Italian crystal that is worth $655. Four more spins, Jason. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass?
Press my luck. Let's go. Big money, big money, big money.
Hey, let's kick it up a notch. Bam, bam, bam.
Second whammy, Jason, back down to zero. Three spins. Pass them to Romine or press your luck?
Let's press my luck. Let's press my luck. Let's go. Big money, big money, big money. Stop.
Stop at $1,100. Put you in second place. If you choose to pass, they go to Romine. You have two more spins, Jason. What are you going to do?
Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. Stop!
Stop and a double whammy. Jason down to zero again, your third whammy of the game. One more and you will be out of the game, but you only have one more spin here. If you choose to pass it, it'll go to Romine. He'll have to take it. If he whammies, Melissa will be our winner. Or you can press your luck and see if there's something up there that can't give you another spin to keep it alive for you. What would you like to do?
Let's pass it.
You're going to pass it? All right. Romine, that spin comes to you. Avoid the whammy and you will be our winner. Hit a whammy and Melissa will be our winner. Are you ready, Romine? Here we go.
whammies, no whammies. Stop!
Stop and move one space to $800 or a DVD player. What would you like?
$800.
You got the $800. Romina brings you to a total of $7,433. Here's Gary to tell you what you've won.
Romine, you've won binoculars. All the better to see $6,800 in cash. That makes your grand total $7,433.
Great game there. Nice strategy coming in, trying to help out this young lady here. Tell your mother we said hello, all right? Romine, you did it. How about that? You held your own all the way through. Congratulations. Folks, we'll see you next time right here on Whammy, the all-new Fresh Luck. Bye-bye.